This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 6:44. An administrative error earlier this month thwarted a push to allow victims of decades-old sexual abuse to sue over those claims in Pennsylvania. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff reports that setback deals a blow to the mental health of survivors and derailed the process for thousands to have their day in court.
It's hard to exaggerate just how disappointed victims of childhood sexual assault were when they learned that Pennsylvania's Department of State failed to perform a small but crucial step in the constitutional amendment process. If completed, that process would give them a chance to sue their abusers in civil court. Now that that's all in limbo, survivors say the last couple weeks have been rough.
Monday was a real dark wave that came over.
We went through all the steps. We've done all the things we're supposed to do. And then this was like a slap in our face. It was worse than a slap in our face.
It's like waterboarding. How many times can you be tortured? How many times can you be re-victimized?
That's Jay Sefton, Debbie Warren, and Sean Dougherty, who all say they were abused as children. There's likely thousands of people like them in Pennsylvania who are hoping to sue over decades-old claims. Jay Sefton, who is now a therapist, says just because he knows what the feelings are doesn't make it any easier when that trauma gets re-triggered by fresh disappointment.
That's the darkness coming and sort of enveloping me, and it's just all confusion and doubt and helplessness.
Momentum for this law change has been building over decades with reports of widespread clergy abuse and the rise of the hashtag MeToo movement. Arguments against allowing retroactive windows to sue abusers are that evidence gets lost, memories fade, old cases can't be proven, it's just unfair. But in these cases, time matters. For example, there's tons of evidence that people who are abused as children most often don't come forward until well into adulthood, like Debbie Warren did.
When my first son turned 9 and 10 years old, that's when it hit me. And here I was, 35 years old. I needed some kind of closure.
That's when Warren got the address of her abuser, who used to be a science teacher at Cedar Grove Christian Academy in Philadelphia. She wrote him a letter. And he wrote back, admitting guilt. At that point, Warren went to the police, but it was already too late. The detective said the statute of limitations had long expired. Warren says she was worried her alleged abuser could still be hurting others.
And I was just blown away that here I've got this proof, and he's practically telling me that he can't stop. And he's out there, and I know his address, and what do you mean you guys can't do anything about it?
Keystone Crossroads reached out to Cedar Grove, who confirmed that they banned the teacher from campus after Warren showed them the handwritten letter. The teacher now lives in North Carolina and didn't return a voicemail asking for comment. If the state fixes its error, Warren could still have a chance to seek justice. For others, though, the clock is ticking. Around 90,000 people across the country came forward with sexual assault claims after the Boy Scouts of America went into bankruptcy proceedings. Those proceedings are expected to wind down later this year. Jason Amala represents nearly 50 people with claims against the Boy Scouts in Pennsylvania. He says before that time, a judge will be looking at if it's legal to sue in the Commonwealth.
That's a big problem if this issue isn't fixed soon, because the bankruptcy deadlines are coming up.
There is hope that a new victims amendment could get put on the fast track in Harrisburg, salvaging the process that the state derailed. That plan is expected to sail through the House, but faces a more uncertain fate in the Senate. Representative Mark Rossi of Berks County, himself a survivor of abuse, is leading this effort on behalf of what he sees as a large but invisible group of constituents.
I believe like Jehovah Witnesses, you're going to see like explode, and then some of these other little churches will be some big numbers coming out. Of course, the Boy Scouts, we still have Jerry Sandusky. This bill is not just for private institutions, it is a public bill too.
Even from within government, Rossi says he feels some paranoia about how this process got messed up. Sean Dougherty, one of the victims we heard at the top of the story, puts it succinctly.
we're not exactly the most trusting bunch to begin with. Who the hell are we supposed to trust?
Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.